Hello, it's Friday, June 18th, and this is the Tantramar Report. You're tuned in to CHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville, New Brunswick. The CHMA studio is located in the traditional lands of the Mi'kmaq people, unceded in the Treaties of Peace and Friendship first signed with settlers in 1725. I'm your host, Meg Cunningham. Here's what's coming up today. New Brunswick has four new cases of COVID-19. The Mount Allison Students Union is holding a campus memorial for the hundreds of Indigenous children whose bodies continue to be discovered on residential school sites. Two locals spoke with the Telegraph Journal about how the weekend closures of the Sackville ER has already negatively impacted their health. The Great Family Bike Ride is tomorrow, which counts towards participation minutes. The Campbell Carriage Factory opens up for the season this Sunday. And vaccinated Atlantic Canadians can now apply for a PEI pass. New Brunswick has four new cases of COVID-19. Three of those new cases are in the Fredericton region, which is Zone 3, and the fourth is in the Bathurst region, which is Zone 6. All four of the new cases are contacts of previously reported cases. The province has 61 active cases, seven of which are in Zone 1, the Moncton region. One person recovered yesterday, but six patients are still in the hospital. Two people who are in the hospital require intensive care. The Atlantic bubble is slowly reforming, and Atlantic Canadians can now apply for a PEI pass to avoid self-isolation when visiting the island. The PEI pass is meant to fast-track entry onto the island starting June 27th, and if approved, then Atlantic Canadian applicants won't have to self-isolate. All Islanders and Atlantic Canadians who have had at least one shot of a COVID-19 vaccine at least 21 days before entering PEI can apply for a PEI pass. You'll need to provide a government ID and a vaccine record in order to be considered. Canadians from outside the Atlantic can begin applying for their PEI pass as early as July 7th. The island anticipates a rush of applications, so anyone who plans to travel in early July or later has been asked to wait until at least late July to apply for a pass. If listeners have any questions about travel regulations, call the Province of New Brunswick at 1-833-948-2800. Two Tantramar residents recently suffered negative consequences to their health as an indirect result of the Sackville ER's weekend closures. Dorchester resident Laura Christie told the Telegraph Journal that her 71-year-old mother had problems breathing early Monday morning, which turned out to be because of excessive fluid in her heart and lungs. Christie, who didn't know that the ER was closed at the time, was shocked that Sackville Hospital staff couldn't triage her mother. The nurse working that night said that they couldn't even call an ambulance, so Christie called one herself. All they could do was pull a chair outside for her and her mother so she could wait for an ambulance to arrive and rush her mother to the hospital. Debbie Nickerson of Dorchester took a nasty fall and cut her head on Saturday and refused to wait in the Moncton ER for hours on end without a drive home, which is Dorchester. She eventually did make it to the Moncton Hospital the next day, where she was told she should have received stitches the night before. CHMA is investigating the situation with the Sackville Memorial Hospital and will have more information on Monday. If the closure of the Sackville ER has impacted your health recently, please email news@chmafm.com. The Great Family Bike Ride is tomorrow, which counts towards participation minutes. There will be instructors on the trail to help any beginners with their bicycles and do some small repairs if needed. Pedal down to the Middle Sackville Baptist Church from 9 a.m. to noon to rack up some points. Sackville is in 10th place in Canada and 2nd place in New Brunswick after Heartland, according to the Participaction website. Another family activity to attend this weekend is the Campbell Carriage Factory's grand reopening event. The factory is celebrating with a barbecue, tours of the museum, a plant sale, and blacksmithing demonstrations from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The following story discusses Canadian residential schools. If you are in distress, please call the Indian Residential School Survivor Society at 1-800-721-0066. The Mount Allison Students Union and the Indigenous Affairs Office is holding a shoe memorial for the Indigenous children whose bodies are still being discovered on residential school sites across the country. President Charlie Burke is working with the Indigenous Affairs Office at Mount Allison to hold a small ceremony and fundraise for the Indigenous Student Support Group.
Thanks so much for speaking with me today. I'm wondering if you can tell me about this memorial you have planned.
Yeah, for sure. So on the 21st, which is next Monday, and also National Indigenous Peoples Day, we're planning a display of shoes on the steps of Convocation Hall. So essentially, we're just asking, and also ourselves, decorating the steps of Con Hall with orange ribbon and children's shoes that any folks can donate or drop off. And what we're doing there is we're just hoping that this will kind of act as a memorial for and honor the children who never made it home from residential schools. So we'll be holding that and kind of it will be set up all week. And as well, people can stop by and donate shoes or drop off shoes at any time. On the steps, we kind of have it decorated with some orange tie now. But what we're hoping is that people come by, and we're still kind of working with the Indigenous Affairs Office to see if we'll be holding maybe an event on that day as well. But that will kind of be to be decided within the next day or so.
Okay. I noticed that you're also collecting new shoes that appear to be separate from the memorial. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, why is that?
Yes. Yeah, so what we're doing is we didn't just want to do the shoe display. We wanted to also do something to help and support children in our own communities, as well as put on a memorial for the student and children in the residential schools. So what we're doing is we're asking anybody to drop off new shoes to the MASU office, and we'll kind of be collecting those all summer. And the hope is that at the start of the school year, we'll have a bunch of new shoes that we can donate in our local area, so that we're hoping to donate some to Fort Folly and like Head Start and Crossroads and such. So yeah, those can be dropped off at the MASU office. And why we're asking for new shoes is because we don't want to give and donate shoes to children that have been worn or kind of sitting outside in our display through kind of worn weather and such. So we're hoping that we can give new shoes away as well to some children.
Okay, gotcha. I also read that there's going to be some orange shirts available at the bookstore. So what are those all about?
Yes. So there are orange shirts currently available in the bookstore, and they are put on and ordered by the Indigenous Student Support Group. Mm-hmm. So they just put in a new order as well that I think memorializes residential school children a little bit more. So that you've had an old order for missing and murdered Indigenous women, and they usually have some more for Indigenous Peoples Day. But they just put in a new order, and any orange shirts that you buy from the bookstore, part of the proceeds go towards the Indigenous Student Support Group. So when their new order comes in, we're going to be posting on our social media so people know when they're available to be picked up or purchased. But they also, I do believe, have a few in the bookstore currently available from their previous order.
Okay, got you. So who organized this memorial?
We kind of came up after seeing what several other communities were doing. We reached out to the Indigenous Affairs Office. So it's been the MASU executive, myself, and the Indigenous Affairs Office, led by Patty Musgraves, have been organizing this.
Okay, so it's a MASU and Indigenous Affairs Office cooperation situation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Why did you, as the MASU president, think it was important that Mount Allison participate in its own memorial?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that, kind of came on our radar is that not a lot of students have been previously educated or knew anything about residential school history. Mm-hmm. So we really wanted to take the onus on ourselves to make sure that students are aware engaging in learning and also and in reconciliation. It is super important. You know, we do land acknowledgements in everything we do, and there is a reason for that. And I think it's important that we don't just, you know, do a land acknowledgement and recognize that we're on unceded land, but that we also participate in the reconciliation and just in the support of all Indigenous students as we are treaty people. And we just wanted to continue to recognize that. And I realized that it is a very hard time for a lot of our students and for many communities and across the country. It's a shameful legacy, and it's a lot of trauma coming up right now for those students, and we want them to know, and just for the community to know, that we are supporting them and we're thinking of them.
That was Mount Allison Students Union President Charlie Burke. That's all for the Tantramar Report this week. If you have any leads, tips, or feedback for us, email us at news@chmafm.com. I'm Meg Cunningham. Thank you for listening.